Callum, the team really had to dig deep today to get that victory.
Yeah, we had to put in the big performance, going out of 10 men early on. It was always going to be difficult. Second time this week that it's happened, so we had to show character today, and I think the boys did that.
You went down to 10 men. Well, you had such a good, strong start to the game, bar the first 10 seconds.
Yeah, I think we should have took the lead in the first half when we did at 11v11, but then that wasn't to be, so we had to dig deep and put in a shift for the team, and obviously, thankfully, we've got the 3 points today.
Did you have a decent view of the Kermigant red card?
Yeah, I was right behind it. It's a difficult one, really, because he's blindside of Jan. Can't really see him. He's just going up in the air to control it, and the players ran in to obviously try and win the ball as well, and Jan's caught him, so obviously the referee's made a decision.
What was the message from Eddie Howe for you at half-time?
Just to put in a great performance, obviously, going out to 10 men. It's always going to be difficult, so try and perform well to not let them have the advantage, really, because mentalities change when people go down to 10 men. Opposition teams could think it could get a bit easier, so we just had to make sure that we raised our game, and I think that we did that.
Because there was certainly no settling for a point, despite being a man down.
Well, obviously, we just needed to get in front, and then we've got the lead, and it's a long way to go to the end of the game, so they've got back in the game, so it's all about going up the other end and trying to get another goal.
Talk us through your two today.
Well, the first one was a great team goal, really, and I've hit through the goalie's legs, and then the second one's a great ball by Harry Arter. Works on that in training a lot, and obviously it's come off today, and I think I took my finish well.
The amount of running you and the team did, you'll need 2 weeks off after this, won't you?
Well, I think this is where we use the time wisely. We put work in on the training field, because obviously we're not where we want to be at the minute, so we'll work hard, we'll have a few days rest, and then we'll get back on it next week and the week after, and make sure that we're ready to go come Charlton game.
How big a blow is it going to be to not have Jan available for 3 games?
Well, it's a massive blow. Jan's a big part of the team. When we obviously play 4-4-2, Jan's obviously he's what makes it tick in there with the number 10 role, so it's going to be a big loss. So I think obviously we're going to have to show more character now as well to get results without him.
And if you're going to have to play more up front on your own, is that a role you relish, you're more than happy to jump into?
I don't mind. I'm just happy to be playing and just be scoring goals and working hard for the team, and as long as I'm selected, I'll continue to do that.
Finally, 7 goals, we're only at the start of October. Just how pleased are you the way you settled in here at Bournemouth?
Yeah, it's nice. It's a good start. It's only early days, yeah, there's a long way to go. But it's obviously, you've got to start somewhere, and I'm glad to be on this many goals so far already this season. I've missed a few chances, so I should have been on a lot more, but I'll take 7 at this time, yeah.